Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, Grimmers. We've got another great story for you. This one's about a 10-year-old kid named Chet Zabrowski. Chet is working for his Grandma Z at the exclusive Hero Hotel, where the world's most powerful superheroes come for a little rest and relaxation. We're talking Golden Falcon, Commander Snowjack, Thunder Woman, Rocktober, General Justice, and even the greatest of them all, Noble Metal himself. But giving these VIPs five-star treatment isn't easy. If Chet doesn't complete his tasks, like delivering Noble Metal's sandwich or taking out the super trash on time, he'll get in big trouble. Will catering to the demands of superheroes push Chet overboard? Let's find out now. Here's a sample episode of Hero Hotel.
In every hero's journey, the hardest step they have to make is the very first one. Fearless listener, it is I, Stanley L. Jackson. I will be your narrator, narrating you through this narrative of adventure. Like every great superhero story, you are in for twists and turns and epic battles between good and evil. But, dear listener, there's a fine line between a superhero and a supervillain. One handy way to tell them apart is...
Sorry to interrupt, folks, but we are making our descent into Hero Beach.
Huh, we made really good time. I thought for sure Toxic Tornado was gonna make us take a detour through Chicago.
If you look outside on your left, you can see Hero Hotel, where only superheroes are allowed for some reason.
Oh yeah, I see it. The hotel looks great from here.
That, my friends, is the star of our story. His name is Chet, and I know what you're thinking. A 10-year-old kid can't be the star of a superhero story. And therein lies the twist, folks. Is Chet gonna be a hero, or is Chet gonna be a supervillain? Ooh, mysterious. Now let's follow this mystery kid as he makes his way through baggage claim.
What carousel are the bags from Cityburg?
Carousel 16.
If you're a super, then you're probably here to visit Hero Hotel.
Oh, cool! Grandma Z made that commercial for Hero Hotel!
Hero Hotel is more than a hotel. It's a 22-acre luxury beachfront resort. We have 25 floors of rooms that can accommodate any power level. Live in the ocean? Enjoy our aquarium rooms.
Aquarium rooms? Wow!
We have a state-of-the-art danger room fitness center where you can keep your skills sharp. Isn't that right, Cloverine?
Oh, cool! Cloverine! He's so dark and brooding!
That's right, voiceover lady. I, Cloverine, the dark and brooding super, think that Hero Hotel is... the cat's claws!
No, that wasn't the line! Never mind. Hero Hotel, when you're done saving the world, come in and save yourself.
Chet? Chet?
Yeah? Hello?
Oh, hey! You're Chet?
Yeah, you sound disappointed.
It's just you don't look like a Chet. I never pictured a Chet having those thick, horn-rimmed glasses and that pointy hair and being so short and kid-like.
Well, I am a kid.
Well, that would explain it. I'm Guillermo. Memo. You can call me Memo. I work at Hero Hotel with your grandma.
Huh. That would explain the bellhop uniform.
Oh, thanks. It's the largest size they have, but my belly still kind of sticks out.
I hardly even noticed.
Oh, wait. That's right. You're the mystery kid who always gets in trouble.
Wait, what?
Hey, is that your bag?
It is. How did you know?
Well, not to brag, but I can match any guest with their luggage.
Is that like your superpower?
No, it's not my superpower at all! Sorry, it's kind of my sore spot. I don't have powers yet.
Hey, 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 hey! Move your van!
Well, we should go. The Hero Hotel shuttle van is right this way. And then I tried to get myself bitten by a radioactive spider. But it turned out to be a stink bug, so I'm kind of glad it didn't give me superpowers, because then I would have had stink bug powers. But I keep trying, because you know what Noble Metal always says.
Noble Metal? He's the best superhero of all time! And he's staying at Hero Hotel?
Oh yeah, Chet. He stays in the presidential suite. He's working on his autobiography for the summer. Yeah, he and I are basically best buds. He only pretends to forget my name all the time. That's like our inside joke, like between best buds.
Wow, my best friend is my cat, Boomer. When Grandma Z offered to let me work at Hero Hotel for the summer, my only hesitation was that I would be doing it without Boomer. Ow!
Whoop! Always take that bump too fast. Wait, wait, wait! My thermos didn't spill, did it?
No.
Whew. Good. Just do not let my thermos spill. My lunch is very important today. Very.
As the Hero Hotel shuttle van drives through the massive front gates of the resort, it passes through a mystical cosmic force field.
Ugh, that was kind of tingly.
It made Chet feel kind of tingly.
Bienvenidos, Yokoso. Aloha. Welcome to Hero Hotel, Chet Zabrowski.
As Chet walked into the massive lobby of Hero Hotel, he thought to himself, it doesn't look homey, but it feels like home.
Wow, it's so fancy.
I'll take your suitcase to your room, Chet. It's right next to mine.
Thanks, Memo.
Next time you see me, after my lunch, I'm going to look pretty different.
Oh, okay.
Pretty different. Almost super different.
Oh, I can't wait. Grandma Z!
Chad! Oh, my sweet boy!
Let me look at you. Oh, you're so tall for being 5 years old.
Grandma Z, I'm 10.
10? Oh, you should be in business school by now.
Oh.
Okay, you get one quick hug and three quick kisses.
It's been so long since I've...
And now you're on the clock.
Whoa.
Chet? You are now here at Hero Hotel as my employee.
You got it, Grandma Z.
So, Chet, what do you think? Would you look at that fountain? I have a great fountain guy.
A musical fountain. Who'd have thought?
Chet, pay attention. This front desk is the command center. Hear that? It's Calicata gold marble. I got a great deal from my marble guy.
Should I be taking notes? I love taking notes.
Actually, yeah. Now, Chet, listen. There are three main rules you have to remember.
Three rules.
Rule number one. You see this red phone? You see how quiet it is? You see how it's just sitting there taking a nap in its little phone cradle?
Yeah? Yeah, I do.
Good. Because this phone should never ring. If this red phone rings, then that means someone is complaining. And if someone is complaining, then that means something has gone wrong. Then that means someone hasn't done their job. Got it?
Don't let the red phone ring.
Rule two, no pets. Too messy. Supers are messy enough.
No pets.
And the third most important rule.
Did you feel that force field as you drove through the front gate?
I did! It felt kind of tingly.
Well, it's tied to this. The Hero Hotel guest book.
The Hero Hotel guest book. This thing looks like one of those big old dusty books that you'd see a wizard use to cast spells. And that's exactly what it is. It's a magical book.
When a hero signs the book, they are protected by the force field surrounding Hero Hotel. It's magical, and that means it's expensive. That's why you gotta protect the guest book.
Protect the guest book.
Good boy.
I'm gonna make you really proud of me, Grandma Z. I'm gonna be like, oh, wait, I got it. The hero of Hero Hotel.
Listen, Chet, you're here because your mother told me all about the troubles you've been getting into back home.
But...
Now, true devotees, before you go thinking our boy Chet is already some sort of supervillain, let me set the stage for you. Chet grew up in the bustling metropolis known as Cityburg. Cityburg is a seedy city. Despite growing up in this hive of crime, our boy Chet turned out to be a good kid. Almost too good.
Hey, watch it, old lady.
Oh no, Boomer, look.
Meow.
Someone should help that elderly woman cross the street. What would a true hero do?
Meow.
Aha, a hero would do it himself.
Meow.
I'll help you, ma'am.
This is the fifth time I've had to write you a ticket for darting out into traffic.
Officer, I was just trying to do what a superhero would do.
Well, you ain't a superhero.
So you see, our boy Chet is what the Celestial Eternals would call a real schlemiel. He wants to be a hero, but it always backfires. Now, back to the lobby of the Hero Hotel, because my lunch is here.
Chet, you want to be a hero, but you gotta do a lot more thinking and a lot less jumping into traffic.
I've been waiting all day.
I'll be right with you.
Chet, go change into your new uniform and report to the kitchen on the lower level at 12:30. Krizzy Cho is the Hero Hotel kitchen supervisor.
Am I gonna cook?
Oh, no, sweetheart. Krizzy would never let you cook in her kitchen. No. You're gonna be delivering a sandwich to the presidential suite.
Noble metal!
But he has to have his sandwich right at 1 o'clock.
Noble metal defeated Swampocalypse.
He's the main reason all these other heroes even stay here. So let's not make him wait for his lunch.
Chet ran as fast as his little legs could carry him to his very own hotel room.
I'm gonna deliver a sandwich to my favorite hero. Wait, is this why they call it a hero sandwich? All right, first I gotta put away my clothes. Boomer? Oh my goodness! Wait, Boomer, what are you doing in my suitcase?
Maintenance.
Hold on! Shh, Boomer, stay quiet.
Maintenance.
Hey! It's the golden man with the golden wings, Golden Falcon!
Yup! That's me.
Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you get
arrested? Yes, thanks for reminding me, kid. Now I have the pleasure of working off my community service here at Hero Hotel.
Yeah! Isn't Hero Hotel just great?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's great. Plunging the toilets of my old super friends. Da-da-da-da.
Boomer!
Huh. Hey, kid, did you just let the cat out of the bag?
Yes, Golden Falcon. Yes, I did.
What's gonna happen to Chet? I mean, I know, but you don't know. And you're not gonna know until we come right back after this movie trailer.
In a world of chaos, only one man has the metal to stand up to evil.
Not this time, Swampocalypse.
Noble metal! How did you break out of my cosmic swamp prison?
You forgot that my dog and best friend, Precious Metal, always has my back.
This summer, you will discover the true meaning of strength.
There's nothing stronger than strength, you giant evil space alligator!
Noble Metal, the movie, coming this summer to Double Mighty Max screens only. Don't spoil the end and stay for the post-credit sequence.
Things looked dire for Hero Hotel's newest employee. With his cat on the loose, Chet had better find it before the dreaded red phone rings. He looked in the fitness center.
Boomer!
Then Chet looked in the business center.
Don't panic. It'll be okay, Boomy. Where are you?
Chet even searched in the super spa.
Come here, buddy. Don't be scared. Where are you? Oh, hey, Clavarine.
No autographs, bub. I'm on vacation.
Have you seen a bluish-gray Persian cat running through here?
Oh, because I got claws. Everyone thinks I know where the missing cats are.
Oh, sorry.
With the clock ticking and his heart racing, Chet went down to Hero Hotel kitchen to meet Krizzy Cho, the kitchen supervisor with the habit of dressing up like supers.
Okay, everyone. I need 5 Thunder Burgers for Thunder Woman's room and an order of borscht for Spider Spy's room. Remember, she's an assassin spy, so knock with extreme caution.
Excuse me, but Clavarine? Wait, how did you get down here so fast?
Oh, hey, you must be Chet. I'm Krizzy. Krizzy Cho?
Why are you dressed exactly like Clavarine?
It's called cosplay. I'm a cosplayer, but you actually thought I was Clavarine. Nice.
Is it hard to hold that ham and cheese sandwich with those claws?
Not as hard as it's gonna be for you to deliver this ham and cheese sandwich to Noble Metal by 1 o'clock.
Oh no! Noble Metal's sandwich! But I have to find my cat, Boomer! Boomer!
As if on cue, Boomer the cat ran through the kitchen and headed directly towards the Hero Hotel break room, where Mama was settling down for his special lunch.
Oh, today is the first day of the rest of my superhero life.
My thermos! He knocked over my thermos!
Sorry, Mama! Boomer, calm down!
It's spilling! My milk is spilling! I'm crying over how my milk is spilling!
Wait! I'll go get a turkey baster!
Boomer! It's fine! You're safe!
Shh! Yeah, you're okay. Oh, yeah. I bet you're super thirsty, Boomer. I can't believe you stowed away in my suitcase, buddy. Oh, yeah. You must have been scared.
Your cat is drinking my power milk!
Did you say power milk?
Now this, dear listeners, is when things got loco. That little bluish-gray Persian cat started morphing and changing and transforming.
What is happening to my cat?
Oh, hey! Chet, my dude! What's up?
You're standing upright! And you're talking!
That was supposed to be me! I was supposed to be standing upright and talking!
Oh, hey! I'm Boomer! You know, about 5 seconds ago, I was just a normal cat, and then, whoa! My hands are so fuzzy! Whoa! Oh, nice! I just shot lasers from my eyes! Did you know I could shoot lasers from my eyes?
I was supposed to be the one shooting lasers from my eyes.
Oh, sweet. A ham and cheese sandwich. Boomer is hungry. Okay, gimme. I want.
No, that's Noble Metal's ham and cheese sandwich.
Boomer just rocketed right through the ceiling.
Actually, I'm kind of glad I didn't get that power.
We now enter the presidential suite, where Noble Metal is toiling away, hunched over his computer. I don't know why I'm whispering. I'm obviously not there. But this presidential suite is so fancy with the gold trim and the porcelain fixtures that I feel like I
need to whisper. Anyway, meet Noble Meadow.
Chapter 9. Noble Meadow is in deep. That is delicious. 12 years ago, there I was, knee-deep in the Nether Swamp. Swampocalypse, that giant alligator supervillain, was preparing his doomsday death ray. Not only was the cursed mud sapping me of my power, but it, like, totally smelled. Oh. Like that smell when your wet dog blanket has been sitting in your locker for, like, all winter break. I mean, not my dog. My dog Precious Metal is the best. She smells like rainbows and fresh-baked cookies. I miss my doggy. Come on, Noble Metal. Keep it together. You're stronger than that. There's nothing stronger than strength. Except perhaps this cold brew. That is pretty strong. Okay, one quick call.
Hello?
Hey, Mommy. It is I, Noble Metal. Please put Precious on the phone.
Honey, she's a dog.
She's a super dog? You know what? If you didn't want to pet sit, then why did you offer?
Someone super cranky.
I'm sorry, Mother. I'm hungry. My sandwich is late for some reason. I should really call the front. I'll call you back, Mom. Some sort of cat just rocketed up through my floor.
Whoa, this place is fancy. Wait, am I in heaven? Is that smooth jazz? You're Noble Metal. You're Noble Metal? I'm Boomer. Am I asking too many questions? That was a statement. I'm asking too many questions. Who am I?
While Boomer continues to annoy Hero Hotel's most valued guest, let's go back down to the lobby.
First floor, lobby.
Oh, Grandma Z! Grandma Z! I need to tell you something.
Look at you. You got to meet your hero. You're all sweaty and flustered.
Something happened with Noble Metal Sandwich.
Why is the red phone ringing?
Oh, never let the red phone ring.
I let the red phone ring.
Front desk. This is Grandma Z.
Chet, you're in trouble. A super cat crashed through Noble Metal's room, and now he's checking out.
That's Boomer. Is he okay?
I don't know. If Noble Metal checks out, that means all the heroes will check out.
First floor, lobby.
Someone bring my bags to the curb.
Noble Metal, how can I make your stay?
Grandma Z, what is happening to your hotel? This cat thing interrupted my writing process.
Oh, he wasn't writing. He was on the phone with his mommy because he missed someone named Precious Metal.
I said writing process.
Boomer! Oh, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm super.
Wait, slow your roll. I thought Hero Hotel had a strict no pets rule.
Noble Metal, first, it is an honor to meet you, sir.
Of course it is. I am Noble Metal.
We sent Boomer to your room as a surprise. We wanted to inform you that Hero Hotel is now pet friendly.
Do what now?
Well, we know how much you love your dog, Precious Metal, and we know that your stay would be much improved if you had your faithful companion by your side.
Is this true, Grandma Z?
Yes, it's true. As of today, Hero Hotel is super pet friendly. For an additional fee.
Aw, sweet, that's cool.
That is cool, strange cat. That is cool. Well then, I must return to my writing process. Am I right? Process, okay. For the only thing stronger than me is writer's block.
Chad, I was about to lose my number one guest, and thanks to your quick thinking, you got him to stay.
Did I save the day, Grandma Z?
You did, Chad. You sure did. Plus, with all these supers bringing their pets, I can basically charge an extra $50 a room. Ka-ching!
And so it looks like Chet, despite having zero powers whatsoever, saved the day. Not by having the biggest muscles, but by having the biggest brain muscles. Before you go, remember all these superhero stories have what we in the business call the end teaser. It's usually when we throw a bone to the hardcore fans and surprise them with some cool new supervillain reveal. Well, buckle up, true believers. We now go deep below the ground to a festering underworld known as the Nether Swamp. I know what you're thinking. Didn't Noble Metal defeat him 12 years ago? Dear listener, prepare yourself for the master of muck, the gator with all the haters, Swampocalypse.
The prophecy has come true. He is the last piece of the puzzle. I, Swampocalypse, will finally destroy Hero Hotel!
With that much power and magic under one roof, anything can happen. So look for more great episodes of the Hero Hotel podcast from Penna.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.